Oh, she's got a great story to tell. She's been telling it as well on social network, YouTube, Instagram. She's got maybe like 2 million followers or something like that. It's just after you hit a million, you forget. You don't count anymore. It's all big.
That's what I say.
Yeah, right. She's in studio right now. Emily Sky, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you, a fellow Australian here on Virgin Radio. You are here for the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
Yes.
Are you ready to help kick off this city?
Yeah,
we are
going to
be the fittest city in the world.
Yes, that's awesome. And is everyone else ready?
Yeah. We
have to be.
We are pumped.
No choice.
We are pumped. We are ready to do this. Firstly, welcome to Dubai. This is your first time here.
Yes, thank you. It's so cool.
What have you done so far?
Well, I only got here yesterday, so I haven't done too much yet, but I went shopping and I got a few Ks in that shop.
What you need to do.
Ks up.
So she's shopped, she's done a buffet, and she slept
I've eaten a lot. Yeah. I haven't slept much, to be honest.
Really?
Food is very important. There's lots of good food to try. So.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
So tomorrow, officially, the Dubai Fitness Challenge kicks off. Download the app. We want you to be part of our 30-30. We are all committing just to 30 minutes for 30 days. We really do want to become the fittest city in the world. We did this last year, and it was unbelievable. The fact that the world gets to watch us do this, I think, is really inspiring as well.
I think we set an example for the world when it comes to this, you know, because fitness is so important.
And tomorrow does kick off a Dubai Fitness Festival City. Emily Sky, you are going to be there. Just when someone asks Emily, like, what do you do and why do people follow you on Instagram? What do you tell them?
I think it's a combination of things. Not only is it just about fitness and I share free workout videos and inspiration and my journey, but I'm real with people. Yeah. So if I have a bad day, I talk about it and how I get through it. So it's not just about highlight reels for me. Yeah. I think people have really enjoyed that.
And how did your fitness, like how did you get into this? When did you first realize that I'm going to go full on into fitness?
Oh, it would have been about probably 9 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was in my mid-20s. Showing my age now. but I don't look it right because I live in healthy life.
You look 26.
Yes.
26.
Thank you. I love you. I'm going to stay here forever. So I had really not a very good upbringing, but my teens weren't very happy. I was really depressed, insecure. I had mental health problems. Mm. I wasn't healthy. And then I became obsessed with being skinny and doing a lot of cardio. So my mid-20s, I decided to make changes. So I took control of my life and realized it was up to me to be responsible for it.
Right.
And that motivation wasn't going to come and get me. I had to actually create it every day and really want this, and I wanted to make changes. So I committed myself to it, learned as much as I could about exercise and nutrition, started lifting weights and started shaping my body, but I got strong, not just physically but mentally as well, and I fell in love with the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's when I just wanted to share everything that I knew with the world. So,
good.
At first it was my family and friends, and they got sick of me telling them about it and telling them to get moving and eat healthy food. And then I started social media platforms and shared everything on there.
Can you remember that point where you like decided like, right, this is it, this is the healthy life starting from
it wasn't,
now?
Because it was a compilation of things. But I just got sick of it. I was so unhappy with myself.
Mm.
And I just thought, this can't be it. I can't live like this forever.
Mm.
You know, and I really had to go, okay, am I worth it? And everyone is. And you have to realize that and then start making the changes that are necessary. But if you don't know, you've got to find out what it is, you know, what's going to make you happy. And I really think everyone can benefit from moving more and eating
100%.
Food.
The message is there. Sorry. Yeah. I thought Pretty was crying.
No.
Pretty's already cried twice this week. Yeah. I thought she was about to cry again. I said, are you crying again?
You'll be crying tomorrow after the workout.
I was just thinking as you were talking, I was thinking about you, Chris.
Yeah.
Because like, if you don't know, Emily, Chris was probably double this size. I would say
I was about 128 kilos.
Wow.
I was huge.
But you were
not before I came to Dubai. I was fine. You said that you ate as soon as you came here. When I landed 10 years ago, I ate for 6 years.
They
straight.
Call it the Dubai Stone because you put on a bit of weight. Here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But basically,
it's so good. Life's so good.
But Chris also, it was kind of, I feel like it was kind of similar. You reached a point in your life where you said enough is enough. I need to do something.
Yeah.
And obviously, you were going through.
Yeah, I was
a
going through my own. I was going through a divorce. Had anxiety, depression, all that. I got two babies, and I the only outlet that I ever had was fitness. I became addicted to it, where the point where people told me stop going to the gym because they were worried that I was going too much. But for my mental state,
it
was the only thing that was making me feel good.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get it.
You finished a workout. I was doing morning and afternoon sessions because it made me feel good.
Yeah.
And I dropped the 25, 30 kilos. And
that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank
you look awesome.
Likewise. Thank you so much. And yourself. I know it's not an easy thing to manage at all. You hit something on the cardio point of view. I've been telling a lot of my friends. I had one of my friends that every day would only run 10 kilometers. And I said to him, you know, why don't you try doing some weights, lifting a little bit, little weights. When you get older, you're going to need those muscles. Yeah. Right now, you're
bone density.
You have no muscle on you. You've stripped it. You've got this runner's body, which is great now, but later on, and he's only recently started introducing weights and he's starting to get that muscle definition, not because he needs to look good, but just from the physical point of view. And when you get older, you do need it, right?
Yeah, you do. It's so important. And I'll keep telling people, lift weights. And it's not about, I think a lot of women fear weights because they think they're going to get bulky.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say,
And this is something that when I first started in the industry, and we're going back like 8 or 9 years ago, people thought that and they still think that, but we're getting better. And I think we are educating people a lot more. But weights is amazing, not only just for your body and it's the best way to get toned.
Yeah.
And you actually, I don't know, a lot of people don't understand it, but to get lean and toned is actually building muscle and then getting rid of the body fat. And you do that through lifting weights and high intensity workouts and obviously your nutrition as well.
This is what Emily's here to do. Dubai Fitness Challenge. It officially kicks off tomorrow. It's not about becoming the biggest machine that you've ever become. It's just about for a lot of us, introducing fitness into our life.
Yeah.
We want to do this. Emily Sky tomorrow night, Dubai Festival City. She's going to be on stage at around 10:30. I love that we're doing it. You're going to hang around with us a little bit more. Is that cool? You're going to hang around?
All day.
He wants to talk about you and The Rock. He's been dying to ask this question.
Yeah, you met The Rock. I want to work out how that one person I haven't met yet. Hold on. Emily Sky in studio. Nikki Jam now. This is Virgin, the Chris Fade Show morning.